Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Fire crews in Los Angeles still trying to gain ground battling wildfires. The Eaton fire is just 3% contained. Officials say the blaze destroyed more than 7,000 structures. LA County Assistant Sheriff Myron Johnson says they're stepping up patrols due to recent looting and have set a curfew from 6 p to 6 a.
This curfew will be strictly enforced and is being taken to enhance public safety, protect property, and prevent looting in areas where residents have been evacuated.
At least 10 deaths are blamed on the Eaton and Palisades fires. TikTok users waiting to see what the Supreme Court will decide after hearing arguments today. The China-owned parent company faces a ban if it does not sell by January 19th. Federal prosecutors say the company poses a national security risk. Nicolas Maduro was sworn into office for another term as Venezuela's president today. His election faces opposition backed by the U.S. International groups question the validity of the election results. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow, Saturday, January 11th, from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., the Northern Great Lakes Visitor Center invites everyone out for a casual nature journal walk. This event is free and open to the public of all ages, and this casual walk will be led by master naturalist Jenny Beck with time for individual exploration. Registration is not required, and participants should bring their own journal and supplies, though basic supplies can be provided upon request for those who don't have their own. They also ask that you please come prepared for winter weather, as they have snow on their trails. For any questions or further information, please call the Visitor Center front desk at 715-685-2662. Once again, that's happening tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. at 29270 County Highway G in Ashland. The law of the month is safe winter driving. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Snow, sleet, and ice all make it harder to control and stop our vehicles. From October 2023 to May 2024, winter weather contributed to more than 11,000 crashes in Wisconsin, resulting in 9 fatalities and over 2,000 injuries. So here's what we need to do. Drive at a reasonable speed to prevent crashes. Give snowplows space to work. Those drivers work long hours to clear nearly 115,000 miles of roads across the state. The State Patrol recommends clear snow and ice from your vehicle windows, lights, roof, and hood. Because snow and ice sliding off your roof and blowing off of your hood can be dangerous. And snow means slow. Allow extra travel time, following distance, and reduce your speed. Avoid sudden braking or steering. And don't be overconfident with four-wheel or all-wheel drive. And always avoid using cruise control in winter weather conditions.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Bucks are on the road. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Then on Sunday in New York against the Knicks, Giannis Antetokounmpo leads the Eastern Conference with the highest average of points scored per game. Afterwards, you'll find Giannis every night sitting in front of his locker with ice bags on his knees and feet and a timer set for 20 minutes.
Except one. He's not going to be mad at me. Except one that Brooke took. I didn't like that one. But overall, I feel like we're playing good basketball. We're finding open guys. And when we do that, we're very, very, very hard to beat.
NFL, the Packers in Philly Sunday to take on the Eagles. So how do you stop running back Saquon Barkley, who has rushed for over 2,000 yards this season?
He does a great job with vision to get guys, peeking in gaps they're not supposed to be and exploit that. And when he does, get into, open space, he can make a guy miss and take it to the house.
That's Packers defensive lineman Ken Kenny Clark. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shannon Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low of 5 to 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, high low 20s. An inch or two of snow into Sunday. Snow tapering by afternoon, high in the mid 20s. Colder for Monday and Tuesday, currently 23 degrees.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside Emmy Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love? This is how love goes. Check yes or no. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, this is how love goes. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no. Check yes or no.
George Strait on 98Q Country with Check Yes or No. I'm going to make George into five in a row, starting with Thomas Rhett, and then we'll get local before I've got to get out of here at about 5:30. We've got basketball at 5:45 and again at 7:15, so don't miss it, but also don't go anywhere because four more coming to you. Here's Thomas Rhett with Star of the Show on 98Q Country.
Walking down the street, a hand of mine, it don't keep them other guys. And that one in eyes, I'm looking at you. But it's alright, and that's okay. Who could blame them anyway? You're so pretty and you ain't even got a clue. Cause everywhere we go, girl, you're the star of the show. And everybody's wondering. says it's all on me. You look at me and laugh like you don't know what to do. Baby, you're so cute.
Like a grown man to his knees. Sing, I'm on amphibious. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. Sing, I'm on amphibious. I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots. It blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots. I don't know what to do. Cause
Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
This place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo rain. Something about her. One night with her'd make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs, loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. I've been wasting quarters waiting for just in case she shows. And I'll be back tomorrow if she don't. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Oh, she's leaving with me when it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She loves this place, and I gotta find her.
98.
So this is where it ends.
You.
So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
Country.
All these miles on this Chevy and present a few. All them days I spent with you.
This is 98Q Country.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Thank you. everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together if there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. Then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Alan Jackson here on 98Q. That was Dallas. We're going to talk about something a lot more local than Dallas, though. Beautiful country music, though it is. We're talking about the Northwoods because it's time to get local. I'm only here until 5:45 today, so I wanted to make sure I squeezed in as many community events as I could, especially the big one going on tomorrow, which is the grand opening of the Wolf Farms retail division. That's going down on 2nd Street in Butternut. What used to be the Bird's Eye building is now going to be a retail business selling only locally produced goods. Honey, maple syrup, grass-fed beef from the Emmer Farm, Wolf Farms pork. They're also looking at Tetzner's dairy items too, and all kinds of similar things like Bigfoot barbecue sauce and other locally produced goodies. So if you want to check that kind of place out, you're like me, and I'm going to be there broadcasting live 11 a.m. until 1, likely with my girlfriend. Maybe the dog Toby will be there too. We'll have to see, but we have trouble leaving him at home, so we'll have to decide. He goes with us everywhere. He's just the station dog is actually, he's like our best buddy. So stop by and see us for sure and ask us if Toby's there. Maybe we can bring you outside, give you a hey, hi, hello, and you can give them a treat. I'll also have the prize wheel with, so you can sign up for our newsletter and get a chance to win some awesome gift certificates to local businesses. And of course, Wolf Farms is giving away all kinds of things for people who purchase in $25 increments. Each one gets you a... It's going to be a great time. Let's put it that way. A lot of goodies to be had, and excellent, top-notch products produced in the Northwoods. That's what the Wolf Farms retail division is going to do. Their grand opening is tomorrow on 2nd Street in Butternut. As I said, used to be the Bird's Eye, now the retail division of Wolf Farms. The grand opening, 10 a.m. until 5. I'll be there broadcasting live 11 until 1 tomorrow in Butternut, right here on 98Q Country, of course. Can't wait to see you there. Check the weather coming up next on 98Q after these messages.
98Q Country.
Attention travelers and ice fishing fans. County Line Express Station on Highway 70 between Fifield and Minocqua is your one-stop shop this winter. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. They are the only gas station on this stretch. Ice fishing gear, they've got you covered. Check out the Vexilar FLX 30 Gens Pack, perfect for pros, and the compact, powerful Vexilar Scout 800 Fish Finder. Plus, live bait, St. Croix rods, winter gear, firewood, propane, snacks, premium fuel, and more. County Line Station, your ice fishing headquarters this winter.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores. Apples and bananas, 10 to 53% more. And cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact.
Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a low of 5 to 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy, snow developing by night, high low 20s. An inch or two of snow into Sunday. Snow tapering by afternoon, high in the mid 20s. Colder for Monday and Tuesday.
Currently 23 degrees.
98Q Country.
Alabama on the boombox, baby. About to get a little boondock.
Let's go.
Breaking out through the indigo, shitty wind coming in stereo. Tail lights disappearing about a mile or so down the county road. Phone blowing up where you is. Baby saying, baby, let's do this. Rocket in a bottle with a fuse lit. About to lift it off, I'm about to twist it off. Lime on the river, that Dixie's silver smoking up a faded out.
Anything goes, says Florida Georgia Line, and well, we're 98Q Country, so it's not anything goes, but hey, we're pretty chill around here. I like to think so. We've had a good time today bringing you country music left and right. Hopefully you've had fun too. You're still here after all, so how bad could it have been? That's actually it for me today though, but don't go anywhere. We've got local basketball action. Wausau Newman taking on Phillips in Phillips starting at 5:45, and we'll have the call right here from Jeff Hakenin on 98Q, followed by the girls game, Newman at Phillips. Special doubleheader action. The early game, This is a real treat. I am more than happy to sit back, relax, and listen to some up north sports action. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today here on 98Q Country. I've been Greg Gunderson from the 98Q Studios. I'm here every Monday through Friday, 2 to 7, the afternoon show, if you will. Joel Karnick holds it down in the morning, 6 to 10. Mike McKay hands it off between us, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then it's me to finish off the day with you and leave you with country music for the rest of the night. It's my privilege, and it's only possible because of listeners like you. Thank you. I'll see you Monday right here on 98Q Country at 2.
High school sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawanigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Philip Plumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High school sports on your Civic Media radio station.
Hey, welcome everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podwell here in Phillips, Wisconsin. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Wausau Newman Catholic Cardinals. And this game underway already. There's 16 minutes, 10 seconds to go. The Loggers up 5-2. Two free throws by Colin Kleinschmidt. And Shea Denzine with a rebound on a missed free throw. And J.J. Hakenen with an early three-pointer. Loggers with a three-point lead. Is J.J. over in the corner to Colin. They get it to Shea at the high post. Shea back out to Edwards. Over to J.J. J.J.'s going to get it back. Newman in a 1-3-1 defense. Lane Abraham to the basket. The left hand, no good. Puts it back up. He's blocked. Fender ahead of the crowd. J.J. gets ahead of him. A nice move and a nice layup by Quincy Fender. And the Loggers up 5-4. J.J. going to bring it up left side. Over to Edwards on the right. Abraham in that corner. Lane's going to drive baseline and going to get a blocking foul. That one on number 23, Liam McCarty. 5-4 Loggers lead here. 15:26 to go here in this first half. Loggers get it in to Denzine. And up top, back out to J.J. J.J. is going to shoot the three. That one looks a little short. It is. Rebound by Abraham. Pump fake. He goes up. It's blocked, but he's going to the line. Lane Abraham going to the line. Two free throws. And it's three team fouls early on here on the Newman Catholic Cardinals. First free throw up is good from Lane Abraham. And we have a substitution. Cooper Gould coming in. Second free throw from Lane Abraham. Up that one a little bit long. And he's going to get his own rebound. Colin Kleinschmidt. Price putting it back. A little bit of a wild play. Denzine comes away with a steal and a putback. It's 8-4 Loggers with some grit on that play right there. And it's Fender the other way. We saw Quincy Fender in a game against Phillips where he dislocated his ankle, I believe it was. And I think he's fairly new back here to this team. It's going to be a big help for the Cardinals. Shot from the lane is good. That was a nice shot there from Lucas Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer. And this one tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Loggers. It's 8-6. Loggers leading. 14:38 to go here in this first half. Loggers with the ball out of bounds under their own basket. Get it into Colin Kleinschmidt. Back to J.J. He's going to line up for three. That one just a little bit short. Rebounded by the Cardinals. 14:30 to go. First half. Bender going to shoot the three again. That one no good. And, oh, it's going to stay here off of Josh Edwards. So Cardinals ball under their own basket. And a shot goes up. It's no good. Denzine. Oh, it's going to be the red ball, a foul on Schaefer. Too hard of a box out. He had inside position.
Yeah, that was...
That's what you call picture-perfect box out. We'll take it. Look at everyone's clapping. That's what you want to do. And here's Fender with the ball. He's going to get the three-point shot up. That one's good. And Cardinals take a 9-8 lead. 14:05 to go. Abraham left side. JJ over to Josh. Edwards back to JJ. Finds Lane on the corner. Lane for three. That one no good. And going the other way. And Cardinals find the open basket. Loggers sleeping on the transition defense. It's 11-8. Cardinals leading. Abraham back to JJ. JJ down to Josh Edwards in the corner. He's going to drive a little floater. Nice shot from Josh Edwards. It's 11-10. Big time move from the freshman right there. All right. Here's Fender from the top. Loggers in a man-to-man defense. And stepping it up. Nice pressure from Colin Kleinschmidt. Oh! Colin Kleinschmidt being real active out top. Loggers making the Cardinals work. And Colin called for the foul. 11-10 here. Cardinals leading the Phillips Loggers. 13:06 to go. There's a steal ball by Colin Kleinschmidt. He's going to come right side all the way to the lane. Oh, it's no good. Going the other way. The Cardinals, the fast break, no good. Edwards gets the rebound. And JJ going to push it now right side. Got to like this tempo. JJ sees something baseline. Going to set things up for the Loggers. Back to Abraham. Going to get it into the high post, I would think. Lane fakes from three. Oh, a foul. And it's going to be a foul on the Cardinals. Cooper Gould. Fourth team foul. Loggers with the ball out of bounds under their own basket. They get it into Abraham. Lane gets everyone jumping. He goes up, gets the bucket. Loggers take the lead, 12-11. 12:32 to go in this first half. An up-tempo game to start things out. Here's the Cardinals. Denzine going to guard him. And Fender, he's going to shoot the three. Right in shape face. Got to get right on him. 14-12. Got to have hands up, not hands to the side. You know he's going to want to shoot. All right, JJ from the top. Here's Abraham. He pumps from three, and there's going to be another foul. That one on Cooper Gould again. It's going to be a second. So the pump fake and drive baseline's been working. Cardinals leading 14-12, 12 minutes to go. And a timeout there. I'm not sure who took it. We're going to stay right here, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. And we want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, I got to like the tempo to start to this game here, Nate. So far, both teams up and down. Newman Catholic getting their top player in Quincy Fender back. And Loggers playing with their arms out. They know this kid shoots, and they're not getting a hand up. So I'm sure that's what Amy's talking about right there. Hands got to be up, and or it's going to be a long night for the Loggers.
Fender averages about 23 points a game.
All right. So here we are. Loggers with the ball under their own basket, 12 minutes to go. Ball comes out to Colin Kleinschmidt with the JJ. Lane from three, or by the three-point line. All right, back out top, Josh Edwards. Left side, looking to get rid of it. He gets it over to Kleinschmidt. Into Shea at the elbow. Shea's going to shoot from the elbow. That one a little bit short. Lane comes with the rebound. Gets the rebound again. He's fouled and the putback. And that's what you need out of Lane. Efficient by the basket. Clean up the board. And Lane ties up the ball game. And it's another foul on 21.
That's his third.
That's his third, just like that, Cooper Gould. Abraham, free throw. That one is no good.
We got a line violation on red.
So line violation there on red. Make this one count. Tied up at 14. There's 11:41 to go. Free throw up. This one long as well. And Newman gathers the rebound. All right, we're all tied up here. Quincy Fender from the top. Guarded by Lane. Switched over to JJ. Hey, get it over to the left wing. Driving baseline, gets on Josh Edwards, gets to the basket. Lucas Feifner. I believe that's who that was. Could be wrong. That might have been Damian Hunt. All right, Edwards, the 16-14 lead. Colin Kleinschmidt attacks the basket and gets there. Using his speed and athleticism, found a lane, ties this game up at 16. Here's Fender. Thought about the three. He's going to drive the basket. Go, that's going to be a charge. Oh my goodness. Okay, they're going to call a blocking foul on Shea Denzine. Definitely was a charge on that one. Easy call, but that's all right. Free throw, first free throw, good for Fender. And B.J. Lueri checking in along with Johnny Parker. Shea going to get a break. Josh Edwards gets a break.
Newman is 1-8.
Yeah, Newman's 1-8. They've been out their best player here, though. He's back here now. Free throw up. This one, no good. Rebound by Lane Abraham. Over to J.J. J.J. from the left side. Over to Lane in the corner. Lane on this left corner. Drives baseline. Little floater is good from Abraham. Lane using his height. Nice little floater from him. It's 18-17. 10:32 to go here. This Fender gets it over. Back to him. He's going to go to the basket. Basket's good. And it's 19-18 now. Cardinals leading. J.J.? Over to Lane. Oh, and tipped away. Going to stay with the Loggers. Going to be Loggers ball side out of bounds. All right, Loggers get it in. JJ from the top. Over to BJ Lueri. BJ, get past to Abraham. Back up to JJ. All right, Loggers now in the corner. Here's Lane with the ball. Skip past to BJ. BJ gets to the basket. He's fouled. And a nice take from BJ Lueri. And that's going to put BJ at the line. BJ gets in. It's aggressive. Gets to the free throw line right off the bat. Wisconsin, good to have you here. All right, here's BJ. Going to tie this one up. That one a little bit long. Rebound by Johnny Parker. He spins. Little fadeaway. Fell short. 9:52 to go. Newman with the ball and a one-point lead, 19-18. Here's Fender. He's going to try to go to the basket. He pulls up. Nope, it's a pass. Down by the basket. They get it. Foul on Kleinschmidt, and Newman's going to shoot two free throws. Nine minutes, 42 seconds to go here in this first half. Bill McCormick joining us here. And free throw up. That one is good. From Leon McCarty. McCarty for a second free throw. This one up. That one good as well. Both free throws good for McCarty. And it's a 21-18 lead. Aiken in across half court. Where to BJ. Get past the lane. Back to JJ from the top. Over to Lane. Lane, thought about it. Oh, and they're going to get him with the travel. See a lot of that travel call. It's a really aggravating one. Guy making a move. Nonetheless, Loggers got to play a little bit better here. 21-18. They're losing right now. 9:22 to go in this first half. Cardinals get it across half court. Going to the basket. Shot goes up. Oh, and it's good. That was a nice basket there from Lucas Hifner. Attacking hard. 9:06, 23-18. Newman leading. The lane at the top. Back to JJ. JJ going to shoot the deep three. Oh, that one rolled in and out. Collins gets the rebound. back to Lane. Lane's going to bring it out to BJ. BJ gets into the basket, turns it over, and going the other way. And it's going to be a finish there from Lucas Piffner. I'm sorry, Quincy Fender. It's 8:38 to go here. Coach Ring's going to call a 30-second timeout. It's the Newman Catholic Cardinals leading 25-18. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Shawamigan Home Furnishing, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. So here we go. Loggers going to have to do something to get their offense rolling a little bit better against this 1-3-1 defense, settling for some outside shots. Also got to get in front of Quincy Fender. He's having a nice game to start out here. See what the Loggers are going to do coming out of this timeout. All right, Loggers, get the ball out. JJ going to bring it up left side. 1-3-1 defense here. You got four Cardinals. They get into the low block to Johnny. Back out to JJ. JJ, he's going to do a little fadeaway. That one no good. Rebounded by Lane. Up and no good. Uh-oh. Rebounded that time by the Cardinals and going the other way. JJ going to pick up Fender from the top. To the basket he goes. A little fadeaway. Oh, and it's good. Fender feeling it. 27-18. Cardinals up by 9. It over to Colin in the corner. Back up to BJ. Colin going to drive baseline. Loses it going out of bounds. And the transition game working. To the basket they go. No good on the layup from Fender. And Johnny Parker going to bring it up left side. 7:46 to go. Loggers struggling here. Down 27-18. Is JJ. He's going to drive in. And he's fouled. Going to go to the line. Do the fouls on here. I think that one's going to be on Erdman. First free throw rattles out for JJ. Second free throw up. That one's good. 27-19. And 7:33 to go here. Cardinals get the ball across half court. Nice move to the basket. Tipped out from JJ. It's going to stay with the Cardinals. Cardinals got some nice players. Pack the basket hard. Loggers got to be there on defense.
Length, too.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Here's Fender for three. Nothing
Man,
but net.
Wow.
Loggers. Not out on things. 7:17 to go. It's 30-19. It's JJ. Go to Lane. Skip pass to BJ. And what do we got here? 3 seconds in the lane. All right, BJ going to catch a break. So is Johnny. Shea's coming back in. So is Josh. Starting crew back in here. Loggers got to step it up. 7:07. A lot on the defensive end. Giving up 30 points already. The Cardinals get it in. JJ guarding him up the court. Fender to the basket. Passes it off. Here's a shot by the basket. No good. Denzine with the rebound. Going the other way. 6:52 to go. JJ with the ball. Getting the offense started. Over to Edwards. That one tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Loggers. All right, Loggers down 11. Going to give a little bit of it. It's quiet, hard to get energy.
It's very quiet in here, isn't it?
Plenty of people here, just a quiet town. It's JJ from the top. He's going to shoot the three. That one, no good. And it is Cardinals controlling the ball and going the other way. The pass up ahead, he was out of bounds. Going to go to the Loggers. The ball not falling here early on for the Loggers. .632 to go here, first half. Loggers down 30-19. Here's Edwards. Gets it into the corner to Kleinschmidt. Up the lane. Lane from the wing. To JJ, other wing. Over to Edwards. All right, nothing going here. Loggers looking to get something going. Here's Lane. Opposite side, left side. Looked off JJ, get it back to him. To the basket he goes. JJ finds Shea. Shea, little pump fake. There we go. A little dribble penetration work. JJ, a nice assist to Denzine. Back to a 9-point lead for the Cardinals. 5:52 to go. It's Fender from the top. It's over left side to Hipner. Over right side. And here's a little give and go to the basket. Shot goes up, and it's good. That one by McCarty. 32-21, Cardinals lead. JJ to Edwards. Back up to JJ. Here's Colin. Over to the right side. Lane trying to get this offense set up here. Lane cuts through. We find him in the low post. He dribbles back out. 5:12 to go. He's going to shoot the three. That one no good. Edwards with the rebound and putback. Big shot from the freshman. It's 32-23. 5 minutes to go here. First half, Steel Loggers are going to finish this half. It's going to be on the defensive end is the question marks. Driving baseline. Finds by the basket, and the layup is good. McCarty again. 34-23. Get in the low block to Denzine. Denzine. It's a little hook shot up. It's no good. Cardinals coming away with it. Going to stay with the Cardinals. It was tipped. 4:26 to go here. Loggers struggling. 34-23. Jeff and Scott's local sports channel on Facebook. All right. It's a Cardinals with the ball. It's going to be travel. They're going to get him with a charge. Yep. 34-23. 4:18 to go here. And we're going to get a timeout. They're going to get here a full timeout. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, welcome back everybody. Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell's here in Phillips, Wisconsin. It's boys varsity basketball action. The Phillips Loggers down right now, 23-34 to the Wausau Neumann Catholic Cardinals. 4:07 to go here in this first half. It's Loggers with the ball. Loggers moving a little bit better on offense right now, and that's a big part of it. Sharp movement's going to make everything a little better. Lane Abraham, left side right now. What a Colin. Colin drives baseline, finds Edwards slashing to the basket, and Edwards finishes. 34-25. Nice finish from Josh Edwards. Moving without the ball was the key right there. Coming out of the timeout, nice job by the Loggers. with 3:34 to go here. JJ tips that one away, tips it away again, and this time it's going to go longer. There you go. Pick up the defense, pick up the energy. Energy in the crowd just started right there. Yep. All came from a steal and a make by Josh Edwards. To try to turn this momentum the last little bit right here. Here's Abraham with the ball. Going to drive in, baseline. Finishes left-handed with the reverse, 27-34. Arnold's going to cross half court. Go to the right side, they've got it. Here's JJ on sender right now. Drives into the basket. He's going to pull up from the free throw line. That one, no good. Oh, a good rebound there from McCarty. We didn't box him out. 36-27, 2:49 to go. JJ with the ball up top. Over to Edwards. Out in the left corner to Kleinschmidt. He's going to drive baseline, but he loses it. It's going to be Cardinals basketball. Cardinals bringing it up, 2:37 to go. 36-27, they're leading the Phillips Loggers. Colin Kleinschmidt tips that one out of bounds, going to stay with the Cardinals. All right, Cardinals get it in from side out of bounds. Then they're going to start it out from the top over to the left wing. Lane gets that steal. Edwards takes it away. Got to give that one to Lane. He won't get credit for it. Going to drive left side all the way to the basket. And, it doesn't fall in. Rebound by Kleinschmidt. He can't get it to go. JJ gets the rebound. He gets the jumper to go. 36-27. The slam ball. Going to be a my timeout. They're going to call a delay of game. Oh, it was on White. I thought it was Red that did it, but all right. So 36-29, minute 58 to go. JJ with the strip, putting the pressure on Fender. Been working. Keep at it, Jay. All right, Cardinals, get it in. Minute 50 to go. Pressure, defense, and that's going to, oh, he said it was tipped. Okay, Loggers tipped it. It was almost a backcourt violation. It was tipped by the Loggers, though. Minute 39 to go here. Driving baseline. Edwards working hard to stay in front. Cardinals kick it back out. Loggers looking a little bit better when they have some energy they're playing with.
Yep.
Edwards almost gets a steal. Oh. He dives on the ground. Loggers recover and leave an open guy by the basket. Almost a great defensive effort. Lost the guy. Minute 16 to go. It's 29-38. That's all right. I like the Loggers playing like this. Edwards from the top. Back to Abraham. Get past to JJ. JJ from the top. We're to Colin down in that corner. They get Denzine by the baseline. Get past Edwards. He's going to shoot the three. That one's good. Josh Edwards. Big shot from the freshman. It's 32-38. Loggers closed to within six. Playing with some heart and some energy. Edwards up top working hard. Him and JJ both like two bumblebees up there. Fender driving in. Got JJ all over him. He tips it on the ground. He goes. Fender recovers. Oh. Shot goes up from the elbow. Rebounded Loggers. This is the energy we need. JJ turning this game around, and Edwards from the defensive end. 16 seconds to go. 9 seconds. Lane going to drive in. All the way to the basket. He goes left hand. No good. Denzine with the cleanup. 1 second to go. No good. There's a nice comeback there from the Loggers. It's 38-34 going into the half. That's the energy that the Loggers need to play with to win. And there we go. So we're at the half, 38-34. Loggers getting back into it. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a five-minute timeout. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living